Last week we covered research which showed a link between what's called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, that's where you put on when you put on fat, it goes to your liver, and a more shrunken brain, with an implied increased risk of dementia later in life. This week, new Australian research, which has linked body mass index, that's a measure of how overweight or obese you are, to the risk of brain shrinkage in mid and late life, as well as the impact of lowering your BMI. The results of this study of several hundred Canberrans and Queanbeyans followed with successive MRI scans are not necessarily what you might imagine. The lead author is Marnie Shaw, who's a research fellow at the Australian National University and is in our Canberra studio. Welcome to the Health Report.
Hi, Norman.
So very briefly, outline the study.
So just to look at the motivation, what's already known is that at midlife, obesity and high BMI is associated with increased risk of dementia later in life. But not much is known about whether BMI is a risk factor for dementia at old age. So that's the group we were particularly interested to
look
at.
And in fact, there's some evidence that there's what's called the obesity paradox, which also exists in heart failure, which is there's some evidence that high BMI late in life is protective.
That's right. And that's exactly what we're interested to look at. So, like you said, we use MRI scans to look at how the risk factor, which is BMI that we're looking at, body mass index, impacted the structure of the brain. So we're looking at whether changes in brain structure might have implications for brain health and the risk of dementia.
So what
we found was just like...
The very question I was about to ask you, Marnie. So
just like in midlife, in the older age, high BMI...
Well, let's start with midlife. So just tell us what you found in midlife before you get to late life.
So in midlife, we found that high BMI and increasing BMI was linked to increased thinning in that group.
And it's not just any thinning. It's thinning in parts of the brain which you would expect to have a problem if you were going to develop dementia.
That's right. So that's we think that those changes in brain structure might have implications for the risk of dementia for that reason.
Which, as you suggest, is up to doubled in later life if you're obese.
That's right.
And what happened? And you also found because it's a longitudinal study. What happened in midlife, which is sort of people's 40s and 50s? What happened in midlife if your BMI went down?
So in midlife, we saw no change in brain structure if your BMI went down. But in contrast,
hold on a second. So you didn't see a reversal of thinning, but you didn't get thinning. You didn't get
more
thinning.
That's right.
Okay. So slightly depressing, but nonetheless, didn't get worse. let's go to late life. But you define late life now a lot. It's not that late in life.
It's really older people. So right. So these people, at the first MRI scan, they were in their early 60s, 60 to 66.
Yeah.
And some of them had up to four scans. Each scan was 4 years apart. So
they could be in their 80s now.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. So what did you find in them?
So, this is what was really interesting was that in that group, we also saw with high BMI and increasing BMI increased cortical thinning. But in addition to that,
you didn't find the obesity paradox?
No, well, we did, because in those older people who are losing weight, we also saw more cortical thinning than those with stable weight.
So the paradox here is that if you were losing, in theory, losing weight, but losing your BMI, your body mass index was going down, you actually got cortical thinning, which was almost the opposite of what you found in midlife.
That's right. So, and we think that that's probably related to loss of muscle mass in those older people.
So to explain, let's pick that apart because it could be quite confusing. So your BMI is going down, and what you're suggesting is that if you're in your 80s and your BMI is going down, it's unlikely that you've gone, on a sort of Biggest Loser type diet. You're more likely to be losing your BMI because you're losing muscle mass. And that's where BMI gets a bit confusing. It's actually not a very good measure of fat. A very muscly person can actually have quite a high BMI.
Yeah. That's one of the strengths of our study, is that we're looking at changing BMI. So we know that BMI is not in itself such a great measure, because some people who are very muscular have high BMI, but we're looking at change in BMI in midlife and in later life.
So why wasn't the increasing BMI in late life due to, you know, being quite muscly rather than putting on fat? Because what you're saying here is that if you're later in life, an increased BMI increases your cortical thinning, and a reduced BMI increases your cortical thinning. You think, well can't win here.
Yeah. Well, across the population, generally, if you're losing weight and you're in that group, it's generally related to loss of muscle. It's a natural part of aging.
So why should losing muscle, let's assume you're right, why should losing muscle later in life? Because you lose a lot of muscle. If you diet in midlife, you're going to lose muscle too.
That's right, yeah.
As well as fat. So why should losing muscle increase cortical thinning, brain thinning?
Yeah, it's a difficult question. One of the theories that we've put forward is that if you're losing muscle, you actually, you often have a changing kind of muscle structure where you're adding more fat mass. So it's really the muscle mass to fat mass ratio. So that the increase in fat mass often accompanies a decrease in muscle mass. And what is reasonably well known is that if you have a higher fat mass to muscle mass ratio, that's linked to increased inflammation, and particularly in the brain.
And the theory is that it's that increased inflammation, in other words, your immune system is activated, that mm-hmm. might be damaging your brain, leading to dementia or compounding the whole thing.
That's right.
So let's bring it, because we've only got a minute left. What's the story then here? The story then is keep your BMI low throughout life, or normal throughout life.
Yep.
And if you're going to lose weight and later in life, make sure you're maintaining your muscles just in case that's the reason.
That's right.
And could it be that the muscle thing is just that when you're increasing your muscle mass when you're older, your brain is more active to start with?
Well, possibly. I mean, we've controlled for physical activity. So if it's related to increased physical activity, then that's...
So that's not the reason.
That's probably not the reason in our study. But I think it raises a lot of questions that need to be looked into further.
And what would be the highest priority question to be answered?
Well, I really want to know if it is related to muscle mass. So trying to get better measures of this muscle mass and fat mass ratio in older people, I think is really important.
In the meantime, bash away at the muscle strengthening because it can't do you any harm.
Exactly.
Marnie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Marnie Shaw is a research fellow at the Australian National University, and we'll have the reference to that and all our interviews on our website. Just to go to Radio National and hand out the health report, and you can have a look at last week's story on fatty liver and thinning brains. I'm Norman Swan.